Today we're going to go to the end of the fourth reading.
Fourth reading is very lurid. It's all kinds of crazy stuff. Lot gets saved. His daughters get saved. They end up in a cave. It's not pretty.
I'm surprised Hollywood hasn't made a movie out of it yet. Anyway, Nishta the Git, and
when the smoke kind of settles, the dust settles, there's two nations that are founded from the children of Lot, and they end up being named Ammon and Moab, and they will play a significant role in history later on.
The Torah now turns its attention away from Lot,
and Lot will never again be mentioned in the Bible. He's done.
He's played his role, he's made his contribution, if you will. And at this point, we return to the family that will found the Jewish nation. The first family, Avraham and Sarah, end up in a place called Pelishtim, Philistia.
It has absolutely nothing to do with a group of Arabs who use a name that is similar to Philistia.
And there's a king, and his name is Avimelech. And yes, you heard this story before.
You've read this movie, you've read this book, you've seen the movie. Sarah is beautiful, the king abducts her.
Sarah is saved. The difference is, last time Avraham Avinu had to beat a hasty retreat, he could no longer remain there, and now Avraham Avinu is able to stay
in the land,
and he has royal protection. He's got everything but children, and here in the 21st chapter, towards the end of the fourth reading of Vayera, the Torah tells us, chapter 21, verse 1, Vahashem pokad es Sarah.
And God remembered Sarah ka'asher omor, as he had said. Vayas Hashem, Hashem did l'Sarah ka'asher diber, as he had spoken.
It says,
Vahashem, and God. What does this mean? So Ramban says, Pekida is l'shoin zechira. That means God remembered Sarah.
And whenever we have a situation where they were barren women, and they were remembered, and they were gifted offspring, the terminology of pokad is used. Now it says, es Sarah, which could have just said, Vahashem pokad Sarah. Why es Sarah? Es Sarah. It means, says the Kli Yakar, that Sarah alone was not remembered, but many, many barren women of the time were remembered as well. And this teaching of the Kli Yakar will come to light shortly.
Because in order for something to happen later on, they had to be remembered at the same time as Sarah, and the Torah says they were. They were remembered as Sarah was remembered. Many others were remembered along with her.
Let's take a look from Rashi.
Hashem pokad es Sarah, Rashi tells us,
Somach parsha zulekan, this Torah portion, what's a Torah portion, really is not what we call a parsha today. That's called a sedra, if you want to get technical. A portion is like a paragraph, and the paragraphs can be either stuma or psucha, sealed or open, and that's a description of how much space is left between paragraphs in the Torah scroll, how the Sefer Torah is written.
And here's the beginning of a new parsha. It's a parsha stuma, it's a small space, and it's a new parsha, a new paragraph. And why does the paragraph come on the heels of the story of Sarah praying for the welfare of Avimelech? Because he was stricken with a terrible disease so that he wouldn't touch Sarah. So Rashi tells us, L'lamedcha, this is to teach you, to tell you the rule.
Anybody who beseeches, petitions heaven, asks for mercy on behalf of another, the hu atzmai, then he himself, he needs this. He will merit to be answered first. Shenemar, as it's written, by Yispalel. In the last verse, it says Abraham prayed, and then the next thing is V'samach Lev Hashem Pakad Sarah. Immediately afterward, Hashem remembers Sarah. So verse 17 begins with the words by Yispalel Avram Alekim. God prayed to Avram prayed to God. Vayirpa Alekim Alekim had healed Avimelech. Why did he need to be healed? Because they were all sealed up. They were sealed up. Avram asked to be opened up. So they were opened up. And guess what was opened, proverbially? Sarah Imenu was opened, along with all the others.
It's interesting that this is the reading of the second day, first day of Rosh Hashanah. And the rabbis point out that we begin the reading on the first day of Rosh Hashanah when we have a responsibility to give ear to our prayers. As it says, Imru lefanei malchus, we have to say before God the verses of royalty, of majesty, verses of remembrance, and verses of shofarot. And it's also the time we daven for a new year. The Torah gives us the advice, how you should daven.
You're davening? Daven for somebody else. Daven for somebody else, you get healed first. What's the premise of that rule? Why davening for somebody else brings it for you? So the Rebbe once explained, when you daven, you create a conduit, a pipeline, as if you will. And the pipeline becomes the conduit to which the bracha comes. You know, if you created the conduit, and you're going to bring a bracha like that into this world, since you are the conduit, it's going to pass through you first. So, or naturally, you will be answered. At any rate, Hashem remembers Sarah. Now let's get into the meat of the matter. In what way does he remember her? You know, there's a story that the fellow, a very wealthy man, died, and his family gathered to hear the reading of the will. And they heard to his brother, he left his cottage. To his friend, he left his boat. To his wife, he left the estate. Everybody got something. And then it says, to my nephew Norby, who always wanted to be mentioned in my will, hi Norby. So what does it mean Hashem remembered? Hashem remembered. No. So Rashi says, remember means behirayin. That means he remembered her with pregnancy. Kasha Diber, where did God speak of this? So Rashi says, that's the point. Vahashem pocket the Sarah. If it would only say Hashem remembered Sarah, Hashem remembered Sarah. But it doesn't just say Hashem remembered Sarah. Pocket the Sarah, Kasher Omar.
Vayas Hashem l'Sarah, Kasher Diber. Ah, so we now know there was Kasher Omar. What did Hashem say? Hashem had promised Sarah that she would bear a child. So if Hashem pocket the Sarah, Kasher Omar, he remembered it the way he said he would, what must this mean? It must mean he remembered her with pregnancy, that he's going to give offspring. And then the Torah says, not only Kasher Omar, but God did. He didn't just remember Sarah, as he said, but he did to Sarah Kasher Diber, as he spoke. What does that mean? What's Kasher Diber?
So here we say, this is Beleda. This is with birth. It's one thing to get pregnant. It's quite another to give birth to a healthy child, especially at that age. And now Rashi returns to the seeming redundancy of Kasher Omar and Kasher Diber, as he had said, or as he had spoken. And we know that Amira means softly spoken, and Dibor is tough talk. So what is this referring to? Heichon hi Amira. Where is their talk? Where is their word spoken? Where is the Heichon HaDibor? When did God talk? So he says, Amira, we find Vayoymer Alekim. Hashem said, Aval Sara Ishtecha, Sara, your wife will give birth, Goymer, etc. That's the problem of pregnancy, promise of pregnancy. And that's the Hashem Paka the Sara. He now remembered Sara, Kasher, Omar, as he had spoken. This is connected to the Malachim, the three angels who came. And they said that Sara will have a baby. And Sara laughed. And God comes to Avram and says, why is she laughing? This is no joking matter. And he said, Sarah will, Aval Sarah Ishtecha Yeled Ezbein, she will have a child. And there's the promise. That's the Kasher Omar.
Where's the Lashon Dibur? The Lashon Dibur, where did God talk to Avram? That's Hoyod Var Hashem al Avram. This is where we say that God's talked to Avram in the Bris Ben Absorim, in the covenant between the parts. And that was no softly spoken moment. That was a very intense and powerful communication, where the lights went off, everything went dark, and there was a fire from heaven. God talked, and it was a very powerful communication. And that's the tough talk that we refer to. The shaman over there, it says, Nemar, lo yirash chazeh. Not this one. He will not be the one, but rather, it'll be a child born to Sarah. The Hevi, Hayodesh Misarah.
So now God brings the heir through Sarah. Now, an heir is not an heir when he is in pregnancy. That's not good enough. To be an heir, what do you have to be born, right? If you're not born, you can't be an heir. So Kasher Amar, Hatsara will have a child. Now she's pregnant.
Kasher Diber. When did he talk to Avram? He said, Aval, Zer lo yirashcha, this one will not inherit you. Ki im, there will be an inheritor. When there's an inheritor, that's at the moment of birth. So now we understand, Kasher Amar and Kasher Diber refers to pregnancy and refers to birth. Each is a unique and a special blessing.
And that's why, Vayas Hashem, Rashi says, when God said, Kasher Amar, who is Kasher Amar? That is, Lasara. He said that to Sarah. Aval Sarah ishtri yaledes.
Kasher Diber was not to Sarah, but rather to Avraham. To Sarah, what was said, what was conceptual. To Avraham, what was said, was pragmatic.
Actual, practical. And we actually don't find that he talked to Sarah in that way. And he talked to Avraham in that way. And when did this all happen? What happened? Turda now articulates it and spells it out for you in very clear and lucid terminology.
Vatahar, she became pregnant. Vateled, and she gave birth.
Who? Sarah. To who? What do you mean to who? Well, Sarah just spent time with Avimelech, you know? No, she gave birth. La Avraham, to Avraham. And this, what did she get pregnant and give birth to Avraham? What would she give birth? A bain, a son. And Avram was pretty old, right? Yeah, he was an old man. Lizikunav in his older age.
And this was all Lamoyed at the appointed time, Asher Diber Oso Elokim.
At the appointed time that God had talked. So now we have once again a reference to God talking. When it came to God's speech and talking in the first verse, it meant pregnancy and birth. And here in verse 2, we emphasize not only the idea that there was a remembrance of Sarah, meaning she became pregnant. And not only that, when now Hashem allows them to give birth, which is a promise, what he talked to Avram, but here we spell it out in verse 2, Vatar Vatelet, and the details, that it's Sarah being spoken of over here, and that it's to Avram, and that it's a Ben Lizikunav, and that the end of the pasuk is Lamoyed Asher Diber, and here when say Lamoyed, the exact time, we emphasize again Asher Diber,
that he had spoken to.
So Rashi says, what is the meaning of Lamoyed Asher Diber? So there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yudon and Rabbi Chama. What is the Moyed? Rabbi Yudon Aimer, Rabbi Yudon is of the opinion, Melameh, this teaches us, Shenoyled Letes Chadoshim, that Yitzchak Avinu was born in the ninth month. Shelo Yoimru, they shouldn't say, Mibesesh Lavi Melechu. Oh, sure, it's Avram's baby. Right. They spent all these decades married and hoping for a child.
Nothing doing. And she spends one night in the palace and boom, she's pregnant. And now you're going to tell me that's from Avram. So therefore, Hashem makes the pregnancy should be long enough that there's no questions or doubts.
And that in fact it is, L'tes Chadoshim. Shelo Yoimru, they shouldn't say, Mi Beis Tesh L'Avimelech. This comes from the house of Avimelech. Rabbi Chama says, L'Shiva Chadoshim. That she had the baby at 7 months, and the way Rabbi Shimon kind of says it is really the way we follow, because according to our tradition, Sarah's being remembered was on Rosh Hashanah, and Yitzchak's being born was on the first day of Pesach, which is 2 weeks into the seventh month. So it was in the seventh month. Got pregnant Rosh Hashanah, remembered Rosh Hashanah, 6 months to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then 2 weeks into the seventh, so he's born in the seventh month. That's the Lamoyed. But we'll soon see there's something more. Lizikunav, why do we have to say that Avram Avinu was old? Do we not know that Avram is old? We know from verses before, we'll know from verses after. We know that. That's the circumstances. That has nothing to do with the birth per se. So Rashi says that Lizikunav actually is a word that is conjunctive of a number of words. And it is conveying to us a secondary message. And the conjunction is that this word is made of words ziv and ukinov. Shai ziv ukoinin shaloi daimaloi, because his facial features looked exactly like Avraham. It was in, as they say, a spitting image. Everybody looked at that boy and said, oh, that's Avraham's baby. So now we have number one, lamayed, meaning that it was the amount of time that nobody should be able to say, the scoffers can't say, it's Avimelech's baby. Number two, he looks exactly like Avram, and incidentally, as the Rebbe once explained, the miracle of that was that Yitzchak's personality was exactly his mother and totally the opposite of his father. And having the opposite personality, he should have looked more like his mother than his father. But instead, miraculously, he looked exactly like his father, even though this does not reflect his personality whatsoever. He's the polar extreme, whereas Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gevura. But nonetheless, this established a very, very clear and obvious, compelling case for the child being Avram's, not what the scoffers were saying. And now Rashi comes back at the word Lamoyed Asher Diber Itoi, at the time that he spoke to him, and he says, what does this mean? This does not refer, he says, to Avraham, but rather it says Unkelus rendered it. Unkelus says, Dimalel Yosei. Dimalel Yosei means that he spoke of him. Not to him, but of him. Es hamoyed asher diber v'kova. The exact time that he spoke of, that he talked about, and that he established. What was this exact time? Shekasher, when he said, when the Malach said, I'll be back exactly this time, he made a crack in the wall. And he said, when the sun reaches this crack, next year, you'll have a baby. And guess what? Sarah was born to the nanosecond. It's the most accurate clock. They call that a sundial. Location doesn't change. The sun doesn't change. It's exactly at the time. So it's exactly at the time, down to the minute, exactly when they said you'll be born, exactly that's when Yitzchak was born. So now we understand a little bit of what's being communicated here. And here is the big question. Where in heaven did Rashi get this from? Where did he get this business from? That Sarat Lesita Bekaiso. And he said that's the meaning of Lamoyed. So the Rebbe suggests here, page Reish Chav Beis, Simen Chav Beis, the 22nd entry in Parshas Vayera. Says the Rebbe, V'yesh Leymar, L'cha'ayra Hamilim Lamoyed Asher Diber Aisoy Elekim Miutorois. These words are superfluous, unnecessary. It already says Vashem Pokad Sarah Kasher Omar. Hashem remembered Sarah as he had said. Vayath Hashem Sarah Kasher Diber. So Omar is mentioned and Diber is mentioned. If Omar is mentioned and Diber is mentioned, why in verse 2 do we have to repeat a second time Kasher Diber Isai? Why do we have to say Kasher Diber Isai Lakim? He already said this. It's already known that the promise has been fulfilled. Things are exactly the way God said. If God said through his malach that Lamoyed Oshuv Elecha, next year I'll be back, obviously whatever God said happened. So what's the business of Sarat Lesita Bekeso? So the truth is, these words seem unnecessary. They're not saying anything that we didn't say already before. Yitur Zeh, it was from this seemingly extraneous nature of these words, Rashi learns something. He says that Noisef, in addition to the Haftacha, to the promise that God made that was his Skaimo Mubilua that was fully fulfilled, Ba'akosov Lulame, the Torah comes to broadcast and further teach us. Shebe'et Leidas Yitzchak, at the time when Yitzchak was born, Hayonika Lakoyel, it was obvious to everybody, Shadavar Kara Bidiyuk. Not only did it happen, but it happened precisely. Precisely La Moyed Ashadibar Iselikim. So Rashi says, how could it be? How would, forget the facts. How would everybody know the facts? How would everybody know that at precisely that moment that Hashem promised was precisely the moment that the baby was born? How would everybody know that? Nobody was sitting with this watch and pressed the button. Nobody took note of the exact minute. How would everybody know? But it says it happened. It happened means not in theory, but in fact. that the baby was born exactly then. So the question then becomes, how could everybody know? How could it be obvious? And the answer was, there was a compelling crack on the wall. They remember that when the Malach was there, the Malach drew a line. And because the Malach drew a line, Ro, Akarl, everybody could see, Shesara Yolda Bidiyuk, exactly when, Shigia Chamel Sitazu. So in this way, it was obvious to all. El Shaddai, Nishla Akshus, we can still ask the question, Madua Remezer Kosel Sitazu Khan? If so, then why does the Pasuk indicate, talk of, allude to this crack in the wall here, and not at the time when they made the crack? Because we don't hear about it before, we hear about it now. And the Rebbe says, because here, when the Torah speaks about the birth of Avram, something unusual happens. When there was a promise that was made, a good news that was conveyed of what will happen, you didn't have to mention any sign on the wall, because Avram and Sarah themselves didn't need any signs. Once they knew this is coming from Hashem, they laughed, they were happy, they were joyous, they knew it was happening. No questions. Dvarav Abrurim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hispiku Lehem. If God says it, they knew it, so it shall be. That's all. Ach kishim dubar al haleda bepoel. But when we get to Parshas Vayera, and we speak about the actual birth, Shehevia lekach sha'anoshim rininu, as the Medrash tells us, people's tongues started wagging, and the printing presses were running, and the tabloids were busy laughing, and they all said, ha, Avram and Sarah, do you think they had a baby? They said, a Sufi, he's some kind of baby that was found, somebody left a baby on the doorstep, the stork brought him a baby. Or, even worse, they said, Sarah was raped by Avimelech. It's not Avram's child. Sarah could always have a baby. Avram is the guy who couldn't make it happen with Sarah. Now Avimelech was there one night, showing she has a baby. So we had a problem. So Khan here, Yesh Tzedek Lahaskin, this is a simon. Here's where there needs to be the sign. And it's not just any sign. This is an absolute miracle. Sheheyed Bebir, that it became clear and obvious to everybody that this was the follow-up. This was the conclusion of the words that God had talked when everybody saw the Sita B'Kos. And so really, if you think about it, there were three signs that were given to tell everybody exactly how and when this baby came about. What were the three signs? Number one, the first thing is Tes Chadashim, Zayin Chadashim, right? There was the timing. The timing, the general timing, indicated it was Avraham's baby. Number two was the fact that Yitzchak, although he had a totally different personality, had the same features as Avram. Number three, the most compelling of all, was the crack on the wall. Nobody could argue. This was where the Malach drew the line. This is exactly at the moment Yitzchak was born. And of course, along with Yitzchak being born, the Medrash tells us many, many other barren women were also answered, the prayers were answered, they also gave birth that day, and there were many miracles going on in the world. Incidentally, the third sign was really not the month, the third sign was that Sarah Imenu had a profusion of milk, and she was able to nurse many babies. It would be impossible for an older woman who found the baby on the doorstep suddenly to be able to nurse other children. Because she was able to have so much milk, it was clear that Sarah herself had given birth, and she didn't feign a pregnancy, and there was nothing fake about this. So this is the original real news, and the good news is that along with those promises came lots of other promises, the arrival of a very different son, the son of David, the coming of Mashiach, may it be speedily, and in our days, amen.